Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. Chinese exports hit higher numbers in April than anticipated as global demand for the country's goods remained high despite the country's dealing with coronavirus recovery. CNBC report says Chinese exports to the U.S. rose 31% in April compared to a year ago to just over $43 billion, while imports from the U.S. rose 52% to $13.9 billion. China's trade with its major partners grew despite tensions. China and the U.S. levied tariffs on each other worth billions of dollars during the trade war in the Trump administration. Tensions between China and Australia also took a wrong turn late last week as Beijing suspended further high-level economic negotiations between the two countries. The USDA is about to release its first forecast for production, supply, and demand for the crops now being planted. The report is due out on May 12th, this Wednesday at noon Eastern Time. For more, this is USDA Outlook Chairman Mark Jekinowski.
This current crop year is still being marketed, so we're still looking at the supply and demand balance for the old crop, and the export forecast for the old crop is still going to play into the amount of stocks we have at the end of this crop year that we carry into the new crop year.
Jekinowski explains what his group will use as a basis for its upcoming production forecast.
We base our production estimates essentially on historic trend yields, which tend over time to be fairly accurate for this time of year, given the uncertainty surrounding weather. We base our acreage estimates on what farmers said they were going to plant back in the March prospective plantings survey. The main factor that's going to determine production from now until harvest is all of the weather developments that will happen over the next several months, over which, obviously we have no idea. We have to basically assume normal weather.
North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum has signed an executive order granting an hours of service waiver for drivers of commercial vehicles transporting anhydrous ammonia and other fertilizers. Warm, dry conditions have increased the demand for fertilizer volumes as producers statewide are in the fields doing concentrated spring work. Waiving the hours of service requirements will ensure that the haulers can deliver great volumes of fertilizer in shorter periods of time to meet the producers' needs and enable the completion of crop planting and other work. State Ag Commissioner Doug Goring requested the waiver. The waiver will remain in effect through May 31st. All road safety and vehicle compliance regulations, though, still apply. This is Inside Agriculture.